This fall, the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education will study how it could integrate services and academic programs across its 14 state-owned universities. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider spoke with the system's chancellor, Dan Greenstein, about his pitch for a system-wide redesign that he says would give students more options.
So this is about growth and opportunity. This is not about cost cutting and, you know, financial decline. This is about, higher education is more important today than probably at any time in the past, right? Our estimates, and this is true nationally, but in Pennsylvania, we estimate that 60% of the workforce today requires some form of post-secondary education. Currently, we're at 47%. We have to educate more people, not fewer, in order to keep the lights on in the economy. I mean, that's just a basic thing one. Thing two, our students today are fundamentally different than they were 25, 30 years ago. Our employers need a fundamentally different range of educational opportunities and experiences than we were putting on 25 and 30 years ago. And so you know, the integrations that we're talking about are part of a long-running process to continue to adapt, changing everything, being willing to change everything we do so we can continue to serve our historic mission, which is to provide that pathway into the middle class and beyond, that pathway into mobility, that to act as an engine of economic development and social mobility in the Commonwealth.
So I understand the different form of education you're talking about, of what employers need from future employees. Can that not happen at one university? Do you need this kind of system-wide adjustment to do that?
Well, so think about it. So here I am. I'm a university of, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000. I'm a university of 10,000. I can offer the breadth of programs that my enrollment-driven revenues and state funding allows me to support. So, you know, I'm making choices. I'm going to do nursing, but I'm not going to do physician assistants. But the community of employers that I'm serving, they still need all the things I'm not doing. The students who want to go to that university may want access to all those things. So, right, so scale matters. No, it is not possible even for Harvard to offer the full range of post-secondary education that is required. And Harvard's got like a $38 billion endowment.
And then this time last year, you know, the system froze tuition, and you had said, you know, that's sending a message to Harrisburg, and now we're in a pandemic. So can you talk about how the pandemic has exacerbated the issues that the state system was already facing in terms of enrollment decline, financial loss?
So enrollment is too early to tell. Who knows, right? We'll know how many students when they show up. You know, there are a number of things operating in our favor with respect to enrollment and tuition. I think there's a general, I think our price is helping. I think there's a real reticence about, you know, returning. If people are, you know, going to a high price institution, maybe thinking, you know, maybe roll back a little bit, especially given the fact the experience is going to be different. I think in terms of financially, it really, some of that depends on what happens in the fall. We're certainly not going to be in any better shape. But, you know, I think this is an exciting time. I do. I mean, it's a time that's filled with, you know, all sorts of uncertainty, not just about education. It just in general, I mean, the world is we're at a watershed moment in so many different ways. And, you know, the opportunities that opens up, we need real leaders going forward, you know, and so the economy is, you know, needs injection of talent, you know, it's developed, you know, so that creates opportunities for students, it creates opportunities for education to prepare those to we have the privilege of working with them. So I'm actually irrepressible optimist. I think higher education will come out of this stronger, more resilient, even more responsive and effective than it was going in. And we were pretty good in all those categories.
That was Dan Greenstein, the chancellor of the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education, speaking with WESA's Sarah Schneider.